The borough's motion asks the court to prohibit Brody from operating either of his businesses within the borough until delinquent sales taxes have been paid, along with interest, fines and penalties, and attorney fees. Borough manager Dan Bockhorst says the borough did not want to take this step.
The Ketchikan Gateway Borough has been diligent over the past 3 years in trying to urge Mr. Brody to comply with a city and borough sales tax code.
Bockhorst says borough officials sent multiple letters to Brody and visited him at his place of business. And last year, Brody was given citations for failure to comply. He didn't show up for his court hearing, so the court decided in the borough's favor and levied fines. Bockhorst says Brody didn't pay the court-ordered fines either.
We have continued to ramp things up to the point after 3 years of virtually ignoring the sales tax code. We have taken the step to implement the use of tools that the borough assembly granted with respect to enforcement of sales tax code provisions.
Bockhorst estimates that Brody owes $29,000 in back taxes, city and borough combined.
Those funds, of course, are critical in the sense that they are used to help support our schools, our hospital, our recreation facilities, and the general governments of the city of Ketchikan and the Ketchikan Gateway Borough.
Bockhorst says sales taxes also help keep property taxes low, so the borough will continue to go after businesses that are delinquent in paying their taxes. KRBD wasn't able to reach Brody for comment. There was no answer at the telephone number listed for the Alaska Gem Store. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.